We are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast, a safe space for weird thoughts, your neighborhood weirdos. What else are we considered? The friends you never knew you needed.
Yep.
I feel like we have a lot of alias names.
Yeah, you just be throwing shit out sometimes.
I do.
It's not parsley.
All that and a bag of chips, Lay's barbecue preferably. I'm Nas, a.k.a. Stax. I think I mentioned that. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
And we are the Awkward Thinkers. Woo!
I'm tired as fuck.
We are. Very much so, because it's still early in the fucking morning.
It is. And it's been one of those days already.
Yep, definitely has. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. You know, do what it damn do. What else we need to do? Give us a 5-star ratings. Tell us why we're your favorite podcast.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't said that in a long time. Tell us why we're your favorite. I like when y'all come up. Y'all came up to us. Well, you came up to Vince at Walmart and said, hey, I like y'all shit. So shout out to whoever you are. Because I asked Vince, I said, hey, what do our fans look like and shit like that? And they're normal people. I really thought it was like somebody that wears mascot costumes. Like, I really didn't think.
Who the fuck do you think our audience is?
I don't know. I really think, honestly, I really be thinking our audience is like some weird people sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because it'd be like, you know, depending on how they look and some shit like that. So, yeah. But back to it. What else do they need to do, Vince?
Make sure if you like something in the video, you leave a comment in the comment section. Send all of our shit over to somebody else. Like, find a friend, a mother, a cousin. Post this in your fucking group chats and be like, y'all, go watch this. Go tap in. And tell them niggas to share our shit. Hound people. If you want to see us do better, you want to see us blow up, go hound your friends and be like, yo, y'all got to tap into this shit.
Yep, literally. Tap in. Do what y'all need to do. Make sure y'all just give us that good mother. You know what I mean? Give us that loving, man. Give us that loving. What are we giving thanks to today, man? Or you want me to go? Because you said you always go first. Go. I'm giving thanks to all the haters, to all the people that don't want to see us win, but we gonna still win at the end of the day.
Fuck is y'all saying?
We gonna still win this motherfucking game. We still gonna kill this shit. Nigga, we on episode 74 making noise, nigga.
To this motherfucking day,
nigga. And number one, you niggas out there with y'all pods and shit, and y'all be saying, oh, let's collab and shit sometimes, and we don't collab. Fuck y'all niggas,
Fuck y'all niggas, man.
Yeah, that's when
I was. They're gonna come in here like, hey, is everything okay? Right.
This is not what this is for. But go ahead, what you gotta get thanks to?
Let me think. I'm sorry, I'm not good with giving thanks.
You're not.
Because I try to give
Are
thanks.
Are you not
in
grateful?
I am grateful, but it's like, it feels forced. It's like, oh, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for a lot. And I'm normally, me being thankful, I show that I'm thankful.
Yeah.
Or I say it in a moment. I don't have a car right now. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for that. It's been nice not driving. It's been nice not going or having to worry about picking anybody up, doing anything.
Yeah.
It's freedom with that.
I bet.
Yeah, it's been nice, like, just being drove around and taking the places and, like, oh, here and there, $10 for some gas. Yeah, okay.
Hey, man, listen. I feel like this nigga feels like Robin Miss Daisy. At a point in time, he about to, some Uber driver is about to get his ass in a minute, because that's be the pain.
Hey,
you imagine a nigga that gets off of work at 7 and don't come out the door until 7:30. So imagine that. You know what I mean? So that's the pain that we've gone through. Actually, you know what? It brings us. You want to get into the show?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and Aki's all around the world.
Boys and girls and people that don't identify as that either.
And they them.
No, never. Fuck all that. Pride month over. We ain't even got to do that.
That's crazy.
That's how the companies be. Right? They be like, oh, pride month over. Fuck it.
Take that shit
off the shelf.
Fuck this rainbow shit. Burn that shit. That's how these niggas be, man. Nah, do you want to give it away? Because we had a couch moment.
We had a couch moment.
The couch moment.
So, I put Nas on to a new series. You know, I love putting people on to a new series. If y'all been following the show, y'all know I love doing that. So this week, I decided to put him on to this new series called Beef. Mm-hmm. It has Steven Yeun, and I don't know the other lady. Just
Amy something. Amy Wong. Amy Wong, I
think. Is that her real name?
Yeah, Amy Wong is her real name, I think.
Because that was her name in the fucking show.
No, nigga, that's her real name, right?
In the show, her name was Amy.
Okay,
Ali Wong and Steven Yeun.
Yeah.
If you know Steven's from The Walking Dead, that was Glenn.
Oh, I knew he looked familiar.
Yes. Ali Wong, she looked like...
She's a stand-up comedian.
But she looks like that Asian character on Big Mouth, the Asian girl.
She do. Because it's her head shape. That's why.
Yeah. She has a cartoonish, like an animated face almost. Yep. But they're in a show called Beef. The show is about them getting to like a road rage incident, and then it just everything going further out into left field after that. People end up dying, people get killed, a kid get kidnapped. It's a crazy convoluted story, but it's a great ass story depicting a simple beef between two people, two strangers at that, and how far are we willing to take our beefs?
Yeah. You know, that would brings us to our main topic, guys.
What's the main topic?
The main topic is being awkwardly enraged or awkward rage. That's what it is, y'all. Mm-hmm. But nah, number one, let me say A24. Is it A24? Does their shit every fucking time. I don't know what it is.
That studio be doing it.
Bro, I don't know. I feel like it's like the misfits of the industry. Like, mm-hmm. Real storytelling again, because I seen the whale was really good,
mm-hmm.
and we seen Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah,
that was
Everywhere
really good.
Or Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That was really good. Really in this, great. Like, because you know somebody had an unpopular opinion about everything's multiverse, everything's this, and everything is multiverse it right is. Now. But yeah, they've been doing this shit with just taking this like the simplest things and just making it so complex and so intricate, and like the pacing has been good. I don't know who they got. Maybe they paying their writers, but the way these people are is amazing.
I think because with A24, a lot of their productions and films and everything, it's like it's a regular story or it's like a simple story. But then in the middle of that story, you find that there's reason, there's a purpose in this, and there's a lesson in it. Mm-hmm. And that'd be like, okay, motherfucker, I was just here to watch some shit get entertained, but if I can take something away, if I can learn from it, cool. And I think that's what Beef does. Beef takes us through these two people who have this anger built up, and you find out a lot of this shit wasn't even... It was shit that they had going on in their own personal lives that was causing shit.
Yeah, and just because it is about road rage. Vince has a terrible fucking road rage thing. I don't know where
it's not terrible. It's terrible. It's not terrible.
Yes, it is.
No, because terrible, I'm more of, I talk shit in my car.
Yes.
Terrible road rage is now I'm trying to hit somebody or I'm getting out the car and I'm this and that.
You on the verge. You literally said if I had a item. Mm-hmm. I need an item.
I do.
You literally say you need an item.
If this was Super Mario Kart and I could throw bananas out at a motherfucker behind me, I would. But no,
this does not help your case.
And so, I'm not saying I don't have road rage. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't have terrible road rage. I manage my road rage.
Okay.
But I do think there are dumbass people on the road and everybody does not need a license.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't drive.
All right. I don't have bad road rage. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of passive when I'm
on the road.
Yeah, I'm kind of passive on the road due to like I don't like my shit being fucked up. And it's like yesterday I was about to get into an accident with this lady because she like look when you're fucking backing out of somewhere. Like look. And the lady, she's like getting closer. She's getting closer and closer. And I'm like, I had to honk my horn. I'm like, you don't see me. Like, you're not looking. Like, what the fuck is your problem? Mm-hmm. Like, type shit like that. So, yeah, I was kind of like, that turned me up a little bit. Because I was like, don't fuck my shit up. I'm not trying to fuck your shit up. Don't fuck my shit up.
I think my thing just be a respect. It's like, have enough respect for me. Don't ride my ass, bro. I feel like anything can happen. If I got a break at any time, you're directly behind me. And then I feel like it's... almost like intimidation. You think you're going to intimidate me to move out the way. And my thing is, if it doesn't make sense for you to do it, why the fuck do it?
Yeah.
If we are on the highway and there's four lanes and I'm in one lane and every other one is empty, why can't you go around? Why can't you do your own thing? Why do you have to feel like, oh, you need to get out the way so I can go?
You know what I hate on the road? Truck drivers. And really? We should have had a fucking truck driver on this fucking episode, because I really want to know the fucking logic. Like, I understand, like, y'all can't stop immediately, like, regular cars and shit. But, like, if you see me merging on the fucking lane, common sense would say, hey, there's no other cars on this other lane. Because I usually see it. There's no other cars. Get the fuck over. Why are y'all, like, trying to, like, run people off the fucking road?
And y'all, for you big ass bitches to not be able to stop when you want to, or like how a car can stop, y'all don't be thinking when y'all just merge over. Y'all just move and y'all be like, well, y'all just better be out the fucking way. Again, I wish I had the fucking Mario items. I'd be throwing bananas and shit at the fucking bomb thing, the blue one. I send that bitch to you for real, because it's like, you can kill me, nigga. Yeah,
literally.
You can kill me. And, like, people say truck drivers don't be giving a fuck.
They don't.
And they do it and keep it going. And it's like, it is crazy. Because it's like, you have no regard for the next person in their life. And that's why I have road rage. Mm-hmm. Bitch, watch where you're going, because I'm in this car and you could do anything and it could kill me. Mm-hmm. You could hit me, whatever. And people don't be thinking. That shit, I don't like to feel like somebody's trying to intimidate me on the road. I don't like to feel like somebody's on my ass. I don't like to feel like I'm being rushed through whatever I'm doing. Go around me and leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I feel like people do out of anger is not thinking before they act.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the big things where we run into it a lot. Because I keep it a bean. Like, we all young. You know, sometimes it's irrational rage. And you're like, all right, in this moment. And they'd be like, then when you sit in there, it was like, it was either not that serious or I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I shouldn't have went to the extra mile. Like, I ain't gonna lie. The saying, like, oh, if you go, it depends on that. If you go low, I'll go lower. Depends on what your lower is.
Yeah.
Because it could get real, like, I can't fuck with you after this. Or it's like, pick what matters out of that situation. Yeah. Like, it's really hard to decipher, because, like, I used to hate when people used to say, oh, I got anger management. No, bitch, you just want to lash out real fast. So I think that is just like, just think. Like, I think a lot of incidents will be avoided if people just think, literally. But it's kind of like easier said than done.
It is.
Honestly.
But if people at least start working on thinking, when you get into a situation, you're going to be more willing to think through it versus, okay, like, I go over a lot of shit in my head. So if I know I'm going to have to confront somebody on something, I go over the whole conversation in my head. I go over what they might say. Rebuttals, everything. I'm already having the conversation in my head. I'm thinking of the worst thing that they could say. I'm thinking of the best things that they could say. And I'm thinking of how I'm going to respond to everything. And I'm thinking about it in a way of, like, how do we get past it or whatever. Or even if I don't want to get past it, but I just need to get my point across, I think of it like that. But just start thinking. I feel like we don't think before we do shit.
That's true.
And it's like, we let our anger get the control of us. And it's like, we shouldn't let our anger control us like that.
Yeah.
You can do anything when you're angry, or anything can happen to you when you're angry. And I don't feel like we're as perceptive when we're angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go into a spot, I look around and shit. I make sure everything is straight first. You can't do that when you angry. You go in that motherfucker, you tensed up and you already on edge and shit. And so, like, don't let anger control you. Stop letting anger run y'all mouth.
Yeah.
Stop talking just because you angry. People, I'm not a fan of people who be like, yeah, I said it because I was angry. You said it because you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, you being angry, that was just you felt like that was your outlet for you to get whatever off your chest, which wasn't fair. And, like, even, again, us as friends, y'all niggas anger me sometimes. But there are a lot of times where I'm like, okay, even if I'm angry in the moment, I'm not going to come out and say, yes, this is what it is in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's certain shit I don't care for, I don't like, or I don't agree with. But the way that I present that to y'all is not going to be the way how I feel right here.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not fair to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to say shit. There's a way to operate with people.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, in the house, we get mad over petty shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we get really mad over dumb ass, petty ass shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like, it could be Give me something that we like.
Nigga, CJ turned my music off, and I wanted to fight. I was really ready to fight. Because it was like, don't turn... I'm vibing. I'm listening to my music. I'm chilling. And I'm in my zone, and you interrupting that. And you doing it on purpose, knowing like, oh, I don't like this. And then it's just like, because it happens so abrupt, I think I feel like a strong emotion towards that. Because it's like, it happens so abruptly. I'm in my space and I'm chilling and I'm doing my thing. Then boom, it's off. And it's like, now I'm back here where I'm at. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking be here. I was somewhere else a few seconds ago. Something though, recently, and Nas didn't know about this, but you know, our audience, I feel like, is black. Black Twitter had a conversation about this. Black Facebook did as well. And it's that situation with that in Chicago with that man, the woman, and her son. Mm-hmm. Her 14-year-old son. A woman was assaulted in a Chicago restaurant, and then her 14-year-old son killed the man with his mom's gun. And I kind of wanted to talk about that because we're talking about anger. We're talking about beef. We're talking about those things. It's a lot of people who had things to say. I don't always think that it's okay for us to talk. Like, even now it feels weird to discuss it because somebody died from that.
Right.
So I don't like that we always have commentary and like, oh, let's just discuss this. But I do think it's important a little to discuss the lead up. Like, people are stuck over was she wrong, was she right, this and that. And
that shouldn't matter.
Certain shit, people get caught up in the wrong thing. Yeah. It does not matter.
Actually, no. It depends. It does depend.
No, people are caught up in the after. Like, is she wrong or is she right? I don't know.
In that moment?
Not in that moment, but it's like, I don't know. I really don't. Because it's like, people had split views. It was like, and then, not even just split views, because sometimes the internet will do this thing where everybody is saying, yo, that is crazy. That's fucked up that happened, this and that. Mm-hmm. And somebody random will just come out of nowhere and be like, oh, so y'all all saying this? And then everybody else will start saying, oh, why they saying this? Why they saying this? Why they saying that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's be like, nobody fucking said that at all.
Yeah.
So people were saying that. People were saying that the woman's wrong. Here are my thoughts on it. Oh, if you don't know what happened, there's a video going out. A man, he's in the restaurant. He's arguing with a woman. He's telling her, he's like, please stop talking to me. If you don't stop talking to me, I'm going to hit you. He's really aggressive to her and everything. They're both arguing in the restaurant. We don't know what they was arguing for. They just arguing. The video starts with them arguing in the restaurant. Few seconds into the video, he's telling her, if you don't, you know, leave me alone, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, this and that. He punches her. He punches her like two or three times, and not just like move, leave me alone. Damn. It's assault. And so then her son, I guess in the middle of that somewhere, she texted her son, or allegedly texted her son and said, hey, can you grab my gun? I guess he was in a car or some shit. However, the kid comes in, he shoots the man. The man is trying to leave out, and he shoots him again and kills him. And people argue over whether or not she was wrong. I don't know what the she was wrong. I don't know.
Because I look at it like this. The 14-year-old boy wasn't wrong for the first shot. Now the second shot, that's where it gets tricky.
Let's wait to get into that.
Okay.
And then people were arguing over, I mean, of course the man was wrong. He was wrong.
All right.
He was wrong. It's something else though that they were just arguing over the whole situation. My thoughts are, I don't, like you said, the little boy, him, you feel like he's wrong for shooting him twice?
Yeah, because I think it's that thing where it's like, if you shoot, it depends, and it's Chicago, so I don't know their gun laws.
And neither does the 14-year-old.
So,
and that's how I look at it. It's a 14-year-old. He shouldn't know the gun laws. That's not his job to know the gun laws. He shouldn't be in that situation.
And it wasn't his weapon.
Yeah.
I will say that. And it wasn't his weapon. But what I will say is this, that he was right because it's to service his mother, protection. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say. But if the man's trying to get away, now it's considered like I think whatever, murder, whatever the fuck is. I don't know.
So the thing with that is, too, there, I feel like the 14-year-old got put into a situation he should have never been in. He, and I just feel like that's the bottom line. He got put into a situation he should have never been in.
I also, that's not fair, though. That's not fair to say, because it's like...
What you mean?
Because you protect... I look at it like you protecting your mother. Like, that's
like a golden... I'm not saying he's bad for that.
Right.
I'm saying him even protecting his mother and having to do that, he shouldn't have had to do that. He's a kid. So, regardless, he shouldn't have had to do it. That's what I'm saying. He shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place. He's a kid.
But I understand the outside looking in of the whole thing. Yeah, he's a 14-year-old. No 14-year-old should be in there. Mm-hmm. But
not even in the place. I just mean in that situation.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that whole grand scheme about what I'm saying to that. But I'm saying to the point of, we all, as men, we are protective of our mothers. That is the queen of, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's us. So and if anything jump off, you can't say that. Agreed. You know what I mean?
What I'm not saying he shouldn't, I'm not saying he's wrong for protecting his mom.
Right.
I'm not saying he's wrong for even acting on the situation. I'm not saying he's wrong at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying he shouldn't have been in that situation. Okay. That's unfair to him have been put in that situation. I think that what a lot of people are stuck on is the aftermath of what happened. And I feel like we don't need to focus on the aftermath. Mm-hmm. We need to focus on how did we get here. And I think that with anger, with beef and all that, we need to focus on how did we get here.
So did she call him?
She texted him. He was in the car and she texted him. Allegedly texted him. But my thing is this. Both of you, that man and that woman, both of y'all sat in there and y'all went back and forth with each other. The man had no business assaulting her. He was completely wrong for assaulting her.
Right.
He was wrong for it. But both of y'all chose to go back and exchange words. Mm-hmm. Neither one of y'all decided to move away and to de-escalate the situation. Neither one of y'all decided, let me stop what I'm doing. Let me just ignore this person. Let me walk away. Yeah. And now a 14-year-old's life is completely changed because of that. Yeah. Somebody who still had innocence and still had time to like, I don't know. I feel like that's trauma. I just had to kill somebody. I had to shoot somebody twice. That's trauma. And then I just had to be in a situation where I seen my mother go through this. That's trauma. And I feel like that's where I'm saying, like, the kid is going through that. The kid is, and I'm not saying the mom isn't going through that either.
Is he
going
to be tried?
No, I think everything should be cleared, I think.
So the man died?
Yeah, the man is dead. I think that it's sad that kid got put into that situation because two adults, and I'm not saying the woman is wrong for getting hit. You got hit. You can't help that you got hit. Well, you can. I feel like I'm not saying she's wrong because people are trying to place blame, and I don't think it's a blame thing. Both of y'all should have walked away.
Yeah.
And if not both of y'all, one of y'all should have walked away. One of y'all should have de-escalated the situation. One of y'all shouldn't have let the situation get so far. Mm-hmm. Y'all both did that. Y'all both continued on and was like, well, I'm going to feed into it. And now look at somebody else being affected by it. And so, like, in situations like these, people be like, well, the bystanders, there were hella men in there. I don't give a fuck. I don't. Because I don't expect for nobody else. Everybody wants to go home to their family. Everybody's family wants them to go home. I'm not trying to get into the middle of somebody's shit and then something happens to me because I'm trying to be a good person.
Right.
And I'm not saying we don't need good people in the world, because we do. But we need motherfuckers to start walking away first. How can I be a good person? Why do I even have to come in and de-escalate the situation? Why can't either one of y'all walk away? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I don't like the whole, there's man in there and neither one of them did anything. It's not their job to do anything.
Yeah.
That's not fair to put on people. It's not fair to tell motherfuckers, you should have did this or you could have stepped in. Oh, I wish the owners would have did this. The owners probably could have said, hey, take that outside.
And go ahead.
Let's de-escalate it. Not in here. Something. But as far as everybody else, the only thing they could have said was y'all chill or whatever. I don't think it's fair to be like, yo, it was people in there and they should have handled the situation. They want to go home to their families. Their families want them to come home just as much as you want to see them people go home to their family. I'm not putting myself into a situation so something can happen to me and now my family at my funeral crying. Mm-hmm. And then y'all both get to fucking go home. And it's y'all situation.
My thing is, it's the age-old thing of you don't get into if sibling beef. If your friends or your girl's family, they going into it like, yeah, listen to the person vent or whatever the case is, but you, because they're going to be bound, they're going to be right back.
And you don't know what the situation is. I've literally been in situations where even my own family, my sisters is fighting with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And the moment they are fist fighting, brawling and shit, somebody else, yo, try to yoke him up. Now she's swinging on that person. Because get off of him. I love him. Get off of him. And so, like, certain situations I don't get involved in. Or I don't like to get involved in or put myself in certain situations because I would hate to be like, yo, stop. And then both of y'all look at me like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Now I'm somewhere else in a situation because of that.
And I look at it like this, because I think I not had a problem before or anything like that, but like I'm a nigga. I come from Philly. I talk my shit. I talk shit to people. But it was at a higher rate, I feel like, at a point in time. And then I had to look at the power that I had within that. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people that don't stop once they get mad. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and they have loyalty to me. So if that means somebody has an issue with me, that means, or if you want to bring some people, I still have a power to bring more people, then it makes the whole situation bubble. So sometimes now I take into account who will all be affected in that situation. Like, I had a situation a couple weeks ago, and it was like Vince and them wasn't there, but it diffused itself due to me being calm and analyzing it, because shit could get ugly due to the people that you know, literally.
And that'd be the thing. Like, and I don't want people being like, oh, you placing too much blame on the woman. She was assaulted. I'm not saying she was wrong or anything, but like, we gotta look at how many men get killed because a woman called them to fight somebody, or a woman called them to go handle a situation. In this situation, she needed protecting. I'm not knocking that. She needed protecting. But there are too many situations where it's like, hey, come, this person said this to me in this fucking store. Come up here and handle it.
Yeah.
And now I gotta either kill this nigga or I gotta get killed. Or we somewhere else with the whole situation. And it's like, start thinking first. Stop putting people in these situations where something can happen. My sisters are good fighters. I hated having to call my sisters up. Mm-hmm. I was never worried about my sisters getting beat up or anything, because even if I'm going to help my sister, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But I was never worried about a situation like that. I was worried about my sisters not knowing how to stop. Yeah. And not knowing where to draw the line at with beating somebody ass. So I didn't like to call my sisters to handle certain situations. Mm-hmm. But it's like, stop putting people in those situations. Walk the fuck away so you can go home. You and that little boy should have went home. And that man, shut the fuck up. Why are you even that aggressive to her?
Yeah.
You should have walked away. You don't like what the fuck she's saying? Walk away, nigga. Mm-hmm. Stop arguing with her. I'm gonna hit you, this and that. Walk the fuck away. You telling her, can you walk away? Why not you do it?
Yeah, but it's tricky with walking away, because with a man, it depends on pride and ego sometimes. Yeah. So when you mix that cocktail up, and then that I can't let, then it's always that stigma. I can't let a woman talk to me like that. In the essence of it,
when it comes to women, I'm not gonna fucking fight you.
Mm-hmm.
So us even arguing and doing all this and me getting out of my body for nothing, why are we doing this? Yeah. You talking shit, all right, go on about your day. That's cool. You, whatever. I'm going to ignore you. Because at some point, I have to realize, where is this going to go next?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from here? We can't just start fist fighting. I'm going to look like I'm crazy. Something else I don't like. Women, stop. Please stop. And I'm not saying in this situation, but just in general, stop agitating men, and then when men get agitated and scream and yell at you, yell back at you while you're yelling at him, stop doing that. Oh, I'm a woman. You should have never raised your voice at me. I don't give a fuck. I'm a person. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about you being a woman and you talking to me. I'm talking to you the same way you talking to me. Mm-hmm. Stop. I don't like that shit. That's, to me, that's weird. And that's, white women do that shit. Mm-hmm. And send niggas to jail. Don't get in no situation where you agitating and poking the bear, and then you turn around and you like, well, you're a man. You shouldn't raise your voice at me. Mm-hmm. Don't raise your voice at me if you don't like that.
And another thing that I feel like, just, you know, sometimes be mindful of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of the times we be like, oh, well, they can't remember this stuff. It's certain things.
So that much I remember.
Impressions that you think, just because I'm not able to talk, I still have ears, I can listen. Mm-hmm. And then kids pick up, they're impressionable. So they pick up on little things and like,
I know how shit feel.
Exactly. So it's just be mindful of the kids when you are having these discussions. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Walk away. There's no point or no reason why none of us can't walk away from a situation. Even if a motherfucker talking they shit, talk your shit, bro. You can't, your pride and your ego, you gonna get buried with that shit, and you can't take that shit on with you wherever you go. That, I got killed because I wouldn't shut my mouth. Mm-hmm. I ain't let that nigga hold me, though. Yeah, he had to kill me. So, nigga, what?
So fucking what?
And I also want to say, us as the people watching, us as a society, that shit happening. Like, him thinking it was okay to even put his hands on a woman like that. Mm-hmm. And to, not even just a woman, but another person. We get too comfortable with shit like that. Our society is too comfortable with us doing shit like that. Our society is too comfortable with us self-destructing. That shit happened and y'all went to social media and discussed it like people weren't affected. She's affected. Her son's affected. His family's affected. And y'all, the way y'all discuss shit, and it's like, I feel like we living in a fucking purge. The way shit happens and we just discuss it and we move on past it. That was a serious situation. That wasn't no, oh, like that, that should have never happened. I just feel like there's shit that happens within not our community, but just our society. And it happens, and we don't actually take the time to look at it. Look at the way the world is going. Look at everybody in the fucking world. Shit is horrible right now.
Yeah.
Morale, everything. People aren't good people no more. And I blame our government. I blame Lord, our government. Lord. I ain't gonna get into it because we gotta go.
But my last point to that, I'm a big Kendrick fan, and he got Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. And I feel like that's such a good album to touch on, like, what is gangster, what is not gangster, you know what I mean? Because he's going through, like, these, he has, remember that one song where he has, like, him and going back and forth with a woman. Mm-hmm. Then he has how we deal with grief, or perspective of how his auntie was, you know, gay or something like that. So yeah, I think that
he didn't know his auntie was a man.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. It's just like one of those. It was a good album for what is going on, and it always will. It won't hit until later. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like. It's one of them albums that won't be appreciated until later. So I think that's the key vocal point of like today's like topic and stuff like that. So it's just like, be mindful of what what you're doing. You know, it's not that deep. It's not that fucking serious. I'm gonna hit this button so we can. Oh wait. My recommendation, because we do got to get out of here. My recommendation for pick up a damn book. It's called The Convenience Store. It's about a woman in Japan, and her family wants her basically to do better. It's like a 3-hour read. Her family wants her to do better, and she's content. Like, she's in her 30s, but she's content. And, like, as you're going through it, she's, like, appreciating, like, the little things. Like, oh, I got my uniform. I got this. And her family wants her to achieve so much more. And she's, like, she just wants to stay, like, just peaceful in life. So it's really just a short read, but it's a different, like, I'm okay where I'm at. I don't have to be this. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be the brave one. I'm okay where I'm at right now.
Yes.
But, yeah, that was my pick up a damn book, right?
It's time!
It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
Do not let your fucking anger guide you. Do not let your anger control you to the point where you don't think and you can't think for yourself. That's just my positive message. Stop letting your anger get the best of you. Stop letting motherfuckers get the best of you. Walk the fuck away.
My positive message to get through the week, I don't know. I just, like I said, we've been saying, control your anger, dude. Like, I don't know. It's not that serious. It's, you could think of the people that's around you when you put yourself in this situation, mm-hmm. because nobody gonna let this. Like, I wouldn't let nobody hit Vince. If Vince say somebody got he got hit somewhere, X, Y, and Z, come pull mm-hmm. up. You know, that's one of them things. I'm gonna go. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, so think of those things or some situations. Is it that can I handle it myself, or do I need to bring these people in? And what are these people gonna do? And I know sometimes it's hard to analyze that in that moment, but you really just gotta be like, all right, well, I don't think it's that serious. To get all yeah. these people involved, but you never fucking know, dude. So with that being said, I am Nas.
I'm Vince.
If you like something in the show, make sure you know, put it down below. Yeah. Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week.